Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Incense that we're using.
Caminos means to open roads, not open roads. It opens roads.
Incensio. But it doesn't say what flavour it is. I need to get my glasses. Where's my bag? Where's my glasses? Can't walk properly.
Route ouvert. Don't sniff it straight up, it says. Don't.
The glasses are in the boot, the back of the car. Be back soon.
Don't use it in a closed room, it says. Well, have a window open. You gash yourselves out, is what it's saying. Open roads, open windows. For heaven's sake, otherwise you will gas your sen. Let me get this page open. Now I've got Gary Barlow's hits, which I thought was quite good. Open roads. There's nothing wrong with it. Here we go.
We're coming.
Shush now. Stop that. Hello, Harsh. Hello, Linny. Hello, Plankton. Hello, Gary Gafford. Hello, Steubens. Hello, Paul Twist. Hello, Criv. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Zerma. And hello,
Katerfer. Hey, guys. Great. I'm very loud.
We're guessing ourselves with open roads.
Oh, your microphone's not open. There we go. Now it's so the whole thing is not.
We're guessing ourselves with open roads.
Now, and I'm just going to come down there so we're about the same level. This is it. Now we've got a show.
Yeah. How'd you like them apples?
How'd you like them apples? Double. Do you ever... Why can't I hear anything through this? Do you ever do that when... You're reading out inside, so you have your glasses on, but then you put your sunnies over the top.
Do you do that?
You should do. It's brilliant. It works. Why would you not?
That's the second time you've done that, isn't it?
I've done it several times.
Did you do it last year, like on the daily?
No. Why would you not do it? To me, it seems like a perfect... Oh, hang on a minute. We keep forgetting to do this, so we just need to do this. Hang on one second. Update the Google app to use your assistant. Jesus.
Flippy neck.
If it's so intelligent, it should do it itself. Okay, here we go. Let's try it again.
Julie's in, Marcus is in,
Debbie's
in.
Update the Google app to use your assistant.
Tired Barber, welcome. Willkommen.
I'm there to update it. All right. I'm going to uninstall it. And then I'm going to install it again.
I don't have it because I think they're a pain. They're always jumping in.
No, but I use it to set the alarm because I don't know how to set an alarm. Update. There we go. Now we're pressing the update button. Busy show tonight. Very busy show.
Mostly this.
Very busy show tonight, everybody. It's 7:02. We're at 4% of the update. While that's going on, we're going to have a little bit of fun with these. Cheers.
Careful.
Oh, that was a little bit tougher than I was expecting. You can do yours, actually.
Thanks.
I taught the boys how to use a bottle opener today. They didn't know how to do it.
It's a rite of passage.
Cheers.
Chin chin.
There we go. Always tastes better from the bottle. We know that. We know that's a thing. This is not a technical stream. I'm updating Google Assist on my telephone. So just so we, this is just so we can set a 20-minute alarm for the freeloaders. You freeloaders who are listening to this, this is being paid for by the Patreons, patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. It's a fiver. And we are approaching the end of May and the beginning of June. So once we get to the 1st of June, it's a great time for you to sub and sign up to Patreon. There will be changes coming to Patreon, potentially from July. I don't have a starting date. So here, let's do one thing at a time, everybody. Calm down. Calm down. Just 95% of the Google, 96% of the Google update. Here we go, and it's going to be awesome. Then we're going to explain what's happening, potentially from the month of July. I don't know. Did you hear I had to record something for it?
Yes.
Did you hear what the show's called?
Yes.
There we go.
That's someone brilliant thought of that.
Yeah.
Me.
Got a breakfast show. It's called Ian Lee's Rude Awakenings. She came up with that. Yeah. She's got nothing to do with it apart from that.
Apart from the concept.
It's not the concept. It's the name.
Apart from being the muse, if you will.
No,
not entire.
Not a muse.
Show.
Not a muse. I interviewed Muse once before they became famous, and they kept asking me was how much I earned on the 11 o'clock show on XFM.
I was given a Muse CD by someone I didn't really know, and I've never listened to it.
I once went to a luxury holiday destination because it was recommended to me by Brian Molko from Placebo.
Okay.
There we go. Luxury.
I think you might have won.
It was a luxury. It was when I was earning luxury money. So, you know, I want to take the boys to Japan. Japan is opening, right, potentially in August. Now, 6 months ago when Japan was closed, flights to Japan were £500, £600, £700. I had a little look today. The flights to Japan in August, they're £1,500 each.
You know how much I paid when I went to Japan?
Each. You paid now.
£80.
So at some point, I have to say to the boys, really sorry, you can't afford to go to Japan. I've sold all of those guitars, all of that stuff for nothing.
You're not framing it right.
No.
What you say to them is, boys, here's the deal. We can spend all our money on the tickets to go to Japan, or we can hang tight and spend all our money when we get to Japan. What do you want to do?
We can wait for potentially, probably going to be a year. But so then I feel like a bad dad because I kind of promised it to them. They know that you know it's Japan has been closed and all of that stuff. Still installing Google Assist. They know that it's been closed and all of that stuff. But Jesus Christ! I was looking at it going, oh shit. It's because it's been closed for 2 years and it looks like it's going to be open in August. I ain't booking the tickets.
No.
I could have booked them ages ago, but I didn't want to take the punt because there's still a chance they might close it again. There's still a chance. I am a very nervous ticket. Here we go. Look. Here we go. Japan to resume to tourism. Okay, right. Hang on a second. Let's do this now. Update the Google app to use your assistant. Are you taking the piss? What? What the fudge? Let's try again. Right, we'll restart the phone and then we're going to chuck it in a lake.
Do you want me to set an alarm?
So, no. I want this to work now because I'm going to need an alarm at another point in my life. Oh, that light is either on now or it's off.
Okay. Oh, you mean there's no dimmer.
There's no dimmer. So that's been my day, is realizing I have lied to my children and I cannot take them on the luxury holiday that I promised them. So if someone could give me like £5,000, that would be freaking awesome. So Patreon's, there's probably going to be some changes coming to Patreon. In as much as I, so I'm doing a, I got a breakfast show, right? And I'm really looking forward to getting up 5:15 every single day. What that means, but the money is shit. That's the thing. So we're kind of keen to potentially carry this on. And we were just talking about this before the show. So what we're thinking is we do this month, we do this next month, and then July. I'll be doing the breakfast show. And if you want to see me and Catherine together, we're probably going to do less shows, which means more of you will jump off. That is totally cool. That's what we're expecting. But we're probably just going to do Thursdays and Fridays. So if you want to come along for the ride, you're very welcome. If you want to jump off, You're very, very welcome. We'd be sad to see you go, but we get it. You're getting to hear me free. Update the fuck.
Yeah, and who cares about me anyway?
Who cares about Catherine? It won't update the system. I fucking hate phones. So that is potentially... set it up as a Patreon tier, £5,000, sending in the kids to Japan. Totally. So that is potentially what will happen. And it may not work. It may, cutting down to two shows a week, may reduce it so much that people go, oh, I don't want to pay a fiver for that. That's totally cool. We'll try it for a month or two. And if it doesn't work, we stop doing it. Simple as that. Simple as that. But if you want to, if this is going to be the only way for me and Kath, there'll be no free shows. There'll be no free shows on a Wednesday. None of that shit. It's going to be two shows per week for you guys. But some people already complained when we started doing Patreon. Yeah, but you used to do five shows a week, 3 hours, 3 hours a week, and now you're doing three.
We used to be a shorter wage.
Yeah. You know. So
I think most people get it. I mean, we're preachers to the converted, but I think still the whole subscription thing sits very uneasily with people because people in this country aren't used to it.
So we're gonna see what happens, and so Patreon may end, it may be gone by the end of July. You may not see us together again, and that's possible. That's a potential thing that may happen. Let's open Skype. Let's get Skype going. I want to. I'm keen to take your calls. Really keen to talk to people that haven't called before, but as you know, we will talk to anyone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What is Binley Mega Chippy? What do we know about Binley Mega Chippy?
It sounds like I should know what it is.
It's trending on Twitter. I mean, this is it.
Okay.
Binley Mega Chippy. Take me down to Binley Mega Chippy where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. I want you to please take me home. And you want to come on a date to Binley Mega Chippy? It seems to have
become... a meme.
A thing.
A meme.
I think they've got... Look at that. They've got a huge sign there.
I love the working with the gold and the red.
Yeah.
Not suggestive at all of anything.
The conductor at Binley Mega Chippy. What is going on?
That reminds me.
Yeah.
When we went to Southport, they've got a pizza place there called Romino's.
Oh, okay. I see what they're doing there. They're breaking. They're pushing copyright laws to the boundaries.
Romino's.
Can you talk a little bit more? Because you're still very quiet.
I'm always very quiet.
Go on.
I'm always very quiet. It's just the way it goes. I'm in the yellow. I can see that.
Well, that's because I'm putting you up and I'm there. Okay, fine. That's better. So Binley, it's not Radio 1, for Christ's sakes. Everyone grow up. And Harsh, our accountant, Harsh says, everyone, please stick with Patreon. You'll still be getting fantastic value for money for a slice of fry gold. We think for a fiver, it's worth it. Two shows a week, right? And maybe we think it's worth it. And if you're the £15, you get the two Zoom meetings. But, you know, times are tough. And you might think, well, he's on the radio 5 days a week. We're not going to bother. That would be a shame. And that would make things really tight. But that's fine. You know, so that's the thing. So Binley Mega Chippy, look, if Binley, okay, Binley Mega Chippy, self-fulfilling psychological needs, basically, oh, that's Maslow's triangle of hierarchy.
Okay.
There you go. They've done Maslow's, it's not called the triangle, what's it called? Anyway, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. They've done it for Binley Mega Chippy. There we go, guys. That's that. Hang on a minute. Let's just change.
Someone's taken the time to put a sound on this. Let's find out what it
is. Let's just change the settings. Let's go here. What we got? Okay, here we go.
WTF is that?
Binley Mega Chippy. What the hell is going on? Can you find their phone number? Let's give them a call.
We're talking a lot about Binley Mega Chippy, where before I was unaware of it. That's what's happening.
Honestly, I never expected to go on Twitter and see Binley Mega Chippy trending in England. I live literally 10 minutes drive away, and my cousin used to live right above it. How that, of all things, has started trending, I will never know.
Locals, Coventry Live says, locals left baffled after Binley Mega Chippy goes viral with millions on TikTok.
What's their phone number? Let's give them a call.
Let's find out.
Let's speak to Binley Mega Chippy. This is what this is all about. This is what you get with Patreon. You won't be getting on like some crappy breakfast show.
They're closed. On a Friday night.
No, it's Mondays they normally close, isn't it, Chippy? Give us the phone number.
Let's have a look. Oh, it's not on there. Hang on, let me find out.
How long is Femboy Cream Milkshake going to... Femboy Cream Milkshake? Hi there, the Triple Femboy Cream Milkshake Deluxe.
Will only be available till June the 30th.
There's got to be a phone number for Binley Mega Chippy.
As proceeds go towards the International Femboy Protection Association. Make sure you don't miss it.
Femboy?
I think someone's having a little joke. How long will the Naruto meal be available for? It's still in stock now, but you should try the Morbius meal.
Controversial.
Nan's having a seizure after trying the mushy peas. Anyone know where I can get her medical assistance? Cheers. This is false. Nothing like this can happen at Binley Mega Chippy. Stop spreading misinformation to bring the status of the greatest restaurant in the history of mankind down.
There's more answers. Read the other answers.
Heard the Savaloys have the antidote.
Okay.
Get Morbius to give her CBR. If not, she'll be Prince Philip. Wow, okay.
Morbius is I think, a TV program at the moment.
Okay. Kebab. Go back to Binley Mega Chippy and ask for Davey. Steve Halford should have had the seizure.
In my opinion.
I know. Try the curry sauce. Might bring her back. Kiss.
There has to
Someone's
be...
Someone's having a lot of fun.
Someone... Guys... 69 viewers.
Welcome.
69 viewers.
Welcome. Let me find that number.
Morbius is an absolutely terrible movie. Yeah, I told my youngest, I told my 10-year-old about From today, which it was open till 10.
Well, what? Well, they need to have a word with Google Assistance on strike offs.
Yeah. That's a beautiful place. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Look at that picture.
I know.
Did you see it? I had a wank in Binley Mega Chippy.
I don't think they know that this is going on there.
I had a wank maybe in this Binley Mega Chippy.
Maybe this is a spoof website. Or maybe people just really like it. There's no phone number on there. I think this is a joke.
I had a wank in Binley Mega Chippy.
Someone will clip that and think it's true and they'll sell it to the Daily Mirror.
Oh. And Nelly says, what's the crack? I had a wank in Binley Mega Chippy. Is
Facebook account. Let's
is the thing. We're trying to find out all about Binley Mega Chippy. That's what we're looking for, guys. If we can just get a phone number, we'll
ring him.
We'll give him a call. There it is. Roses are red, drugs are trippy. Get your send down to Binley Mega Chippy. you want to come on a date to Binley Mega Chippy? feel like pure shit, just want Binley Mega Chippy. It's
don't think they've got a phone.
Binley Mega Chippy are happy to introduce the Morbius meal. What is it with Morbius? It's obviously like some trolling thing, right?
Yeah.
So they've got a fake Twitter account, parody, not associated with the Binley Mega Chippy holy site. What is going on?
Mayhem. Mayhem.
Jason says, get ready for this, Catherine. Have you looked on TripAdvisor?
Oh, don't.
If you weren't a Patreon, if we weren't desperate for cash,
we'd call you a
prick. we'd write about you on TripAdvisor. Binley Mega Chippy. Hey, it's Mark Packham, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Mr. Mark Packham. How the devil are you? So, if anyone can find their phone number, we'll give them a call. So I was at BBC Radio 4 Extra today, which is basically just at BBC. And they're not sure if it's going to carry on or not.
No.
They said 3 years. And because CBBC is going to be online, but they don't know about 4 Extra. And I suspect it won't be. It's only me and Dave Dogface that listen to it. So I suspect it's gone. They've got 3 years. 3 years.
I had a similar conversation with a friend of mine who works for a BBC local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he rang me the other day because he's utterly miserable.
Was it Roberto Peroni?
It wasn't anyone from that radio station.
Okay.
It's from someone from...
Who was the guy with the glasses who didn't talk to us at the Christmas party? What was his name? The one who...
Narrow it down because...
The one who interviewed Paul McCartney's son and pissed him off within the first 30 seconds.
Did he wear glasses?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't talk to us at a Christmas party once.
There was a whole little... weird. There was a cluster of them.
It's really weird.
Very reminiscent of what's been happening to my teenage daughter. It was one of those. It was like
it was
a Mean Girls episode.
We went to the Christmas party and this group weren't talking. They would literally turn their back on us. And I'm like, what the fuck have we done?
They were adults.
What have we done?
They were adults.
And he wouldn't talk. I remember, because I thought it was weird, because I was at work and he was going and I said, you going to the party tonight? Yeah. It's like, all right. And then we got there and they wouldn't talk to us. I don't know what we'd done.
I think it was something to do with that blog we wrote.
Oh, we wrote a blog slagging them all off.
We didn't slag them all off, but they took it that way.
That was it.
I wonder whether there was a bit of, you know. If you recognise yourself in this, that's your problem. It's not us. Anyway, I still can't find the number for this Binley Mega Chippy.
So what? So hang on. What happened? What's going on? Is local radio on the way out?
Well, he was saying he was miserable and all the troops are disgruntled, despite the fact that, you know, a lot of them still have jobs after 2 years of being put on furlough.
Yep.
He said that he feels like a lot of the people he's working with are unhappy. And so, you know, it's not a happy ship. And what should I do? And I went, well, I mean, how bad is it? Because no one wants to be unemployed at this point and there aren't exactly loads of radio jobs going,
no,
are there?
No.
I said, can you grin and bank it? Or do you hold on for that juicy, juicy redundancy payment that will sooner or later come?
BBC love doing that shit.
And I got a message yesterday from him saying, you may have been hitting the nail on the head there. Him and another one of our friends have been given similar... There's similar noises being made.
About juicy...
About... Just
hang on one second.
The date.
Bye, freeloaders.
Bye.
If you want more, patreon.com/IanandCatherine.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.